Seriously. The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
Set the scene. Last Friday night, third from bottom, Macclesfield Town made their way to Field Mill in search of three desperate points to clear themselves from relegation. What an opportunity for Mansfield to shed some light back on that almost impossible task of reaching the playoff finals. But, like Boston previous Saturday, it wasn't to be.
It's been given away on this far side, and that's going to be put in the back of the Mansfield net, and John Miles has done what he hasn't done all season. He's got a Macclesfield goal.
1-0 down after 53 minutes. Surely we wouldn't concede a second.
It's going to be a chance again of a second goal. Shot again, and it's gone in. It's gone in on the return, and that has been hooked away by Marty McNeil.
Even a late consolation goal from Johnny Mullins still couldn't save us from a disappointing 2-1 home defeat.
It comes across, who's going to get up to that one? It's headed in! Oh, it's headed in, and Johnny Mullins! And that is his second goal of the season.
Where do we go now? I know. Let's get assistant manager Paul Holland into the studio and find out. Well, a lot of thinking time needed for both bosses, and guess what? I have one of them here with me tonight. Mansfield Town assistant manager Paul Holland joins me live in the Players' Lounge to discuss where Mansfield Town go now. Plus, joining Paul in the studio tonight, he's followed them home and away all season. It's 103.2's very own commentator and match pundit Phil Walker to give his verdicts on how the season will fill out. Also tonight, where are they now? Former Mansfield Town player and academy manager Dave Bentley talks to us about the players he developed, plus gives his own opinions on the young stars who are on their way to stardom. Fans Chant is live again tonight, and one supporter will be getting his chance to put his questions to Mansfield Town assistant manager Paul Holland. Our Mystery Stag Legend competition is here again. Can you match the description to a face? This week, a striker reminded a lot of people that young Niall Quinn is on the phone. And, if that isn't enough, it's Mansfield 103.2 versus Mansfield Town FC in the back-to-school quiz. One a broadcaster, one a coach. Who will have the expertise and knowledge out of these two gentlemen? You're listening to the number one sports show in Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover. This is the Players' Lounge. Well, a good evening to everybody listening back at home, and if you're not listening on your radio station, you'll be listening to either www.manrad or www.stagsworld.com. Well, you heard their highlights of the 2-1 defeat to Macclesfield on Saturday, which again was a poor result for the Stags fans. But anyway, we've got some shed some light on our game Saturday. To my left, I've got Paul Holland. Good evening, Paul.
Hi, mate. Right.
Next to Paul, I've got guests packed everywhere in the studio tonight. Paul Maiden, physio man for Tan. How are you, Paul?
Very well, thanks, mate.
Not too nervous?
No.
As you're right, our usual match pundit and match commentator, Phil Walker. Good evening, Phil.
Evening, Jimmy.
Paul, I'm going to start with you. Saturday's game, what happened?
Friday night's game, what happened? Oh, it was disappointing again. You know, the last three home games we've not performed. We obviously got the victory against Chester where we could have played better. But, you know, it shows how far we've come that after two disappointing performances and results, the whole place is... knows what we've done wrong. We had a little, you know, had a little good run of five or six games. Everything looked good, but we've let ourselves down a little bit. But, you know, we're not too despondent. We've got a big game this Saturday. Hopefully we've climbed away from the foot of the table and, you know, we're looking forward to next season as well.
The players coming in at half-time, 0-0. What was yours and Billy's words to the players?
No, they came in, they were disappointed. They know they hadn't played first half as well as what they can do. We said to them, you know, you've 0-0. You know, you've come in, you haven't performed, you've still got the second half to redeem yourselves, but obviously things didn't go planned second half. You know, the last 10 minutes we put them under a bit of pressure, scored the goal. But, you know, it wasn't good enough. The players knew that, the staff knew that, obviously the supporters knew it, but it's not, you know, this week we're going to work hard. We've got seven important games between now and the end of the season. The season's not dead by any means.
Phil, you watched the game on Saturday as well. What was your opinion Friday night again? What was your opinions on the game?
Well, obviously a disappointing result, but, you know, I do feel for Paul and Billy, because Billy made a great point after the game. He came up, he was really disappointed, and he talked about the players that had had to come in and play, and they'd not had a lot of football this season. And, you know, on that game Friday night, Brian Hodge, Jonathan Delia, Jake Buxton, three massive players for Mansfield, big, big players, and they were missing, and that, they're huge gaps to fill, and the lads that came in obviously tried the best, but once again, you know, the squad to me is not big enough, there's no reserve team. You know, this is all, it must be so difficult for Paul and Billy, you know, having to carry on like this. It, you know, it's not really being run like a professional club should be.
Paul, what's your words to that? You know, you said there's no reserve side, no squad. How is it for you, assistant manager? How does it feel?
I think it is difficult. Obviously, Danny Slee's come in and he's probably played 12 or 15 games in his career against men. You know, he's been a youth team player, done very well, deserves his chance. He's been unlucky in the past not to be given a first team opportunity, but you know, he's come in and he's done well. Danny, you'd like to play him in different circumstances where you're on a good run of form, there's not a lot of pressure on him, but he's come in, done alright. He was disappointed. I spoke to him today at the football ground, and he thought that he could still do a little bit better, but he's got plenty more chances. You know, that was his debut. He's got, you know, 15 years ahead of him, so he'll be fine.
Paul, obviously three games now and no win. What's your motivation this week for the lads?
They're playing for contracts and things like that. There's lads there out of contract. We've got seven games. We've told them that the season's not dead by any means. We had a great run of six games unbeaten. Everyone was talking about the playoffs, which, you know, we sat down and spoke about and said it would be great, you know, if we win 9 games out of 10, but we've not won 9 games out of 10 all season, or not done that for the last 4 or 5 years. So we knew that was somewhere, you know, to talk about if we won 3 or 4 on the bounce. We haven't done that. We've let ourselves in 2 games. We've got 7 games to go down to redeem ourselves, get back to working hard and get performances again.
I'm going to come back to your second, Paul. I'm going to introduce Paul Maiden, the Mansfield Town physio. Are you all right, Paul?
Yes, I'm back, mate.
Paul, I'm going to touch on you. We mentioned names like Jonathan Delia, Jake Buxton not available. Are these long-term injuries?
No, not really, but it's just going to keep them out for a few more days, and, you know, hopefully they should be right for Saturday, but, you know, we'll still just breath on that one.
What type of work do you do with them while they're injured?
Well, it's all sorts of treatment and management for injuries, and maintaining the general fitness while they are to first-team training, and, you know, basically monitoring the progress and see how they develop.
Is Billy constructive with you? Do you get together in the week and talk about the fitness of these players?
Yeah, we talk every day. We talk every day about the progress, and, you know, Billy's really good. He understands that, you know, players get injured, particularly this time of season.
Well, Paul, I'm going to go back to Paul Harley, and Paul, you know, the man I want to speak to. June 1995, do you remember much of June 1995 in France, Toulon?
Yeah, I remember a little bit.
I have notes here that you played such players as Julian Jokin, Phil Neville and David Beckham. What was David Beckham like as a player at 1920?
He was, you know, head and shoulders above anybody else in that squad. We met up, had a training session when we first got into France, and, you know, I thought I was way out of my depth. But it was a, you know, a highlight just to be playing and training with people like that. And, you know, we played France, played Brazil, and people like that, and it was definitely a highlight.
What do you remember, obviously for them, they're releasing back home, Paul got his under-21 caught there. What do you remember from that tongue? Because I have to hear you played like players like Adriano and Leonardo. What was he like to play against Leonardo?
No, the game against Brazil was the first game, and fortunately it was enough to get picked playing centre midfield with Beckham. But for the first 10 minutes we absolutely battered them, hit the bar, things like that. And then for the next 80 minutes we didn't touch the ball. It was an embarrassment really that they won 2-0 in the end, but it could have been a lot more than that.
Well, I read the lineup there. You had, you know, David Beckham, Premier League, Julian Jones in Premier League, Phil Neville, Premier League, Mansfield Town, Division 3, Paul Holland. I'll be honest, I could summon as a little boy. I went to the paper shop there and it was the front page of the Chan, Mansfield star and he's on 21 court. Who rang you? Who spoke to you?
It was Andy King. Andy King rang me up, and knowing, you know, a lot of the supporters would know King, he was a bit of a wind-up merchant, like, so it was a big wind-up, like I said to King, I think, you know, obviously, yeah, good on Kingy. But I got the letter through the post the next day, and, you know, I really enjoyed it. It was, you know, something to look back on, but, you know, that's gone there.
Paul, we're going to focus on your Mansfield Town career a little bit more. As I mentioned it, we're talking about the Mansfield Town team at the minute. Players' contracts, have you started discussing that yet with Billy?
Yeah, we spoke about things, and, you know, there's still 7 games, you know, things can change between now and then. We've got a rough idea what we need and who we want to keep and who will be going and things like that, but seven games is a massive seven games for the club. I keep saying that the season's not dead. People might say we haven't got the playoffs to look for, we haven't got we're safe now. You know, you look at the points, we haven't got enough points yet from last season that went down. So, you know, it's a big time. We at the football club don't see the season as dead, and I hope the fans don't see that as well.
Having Brian Hodge to end the season must be a massive bonus.
Yeah, he's come in and done brilliant. Brian hasn't played league football, and I think that's the big thing that you expect things from him, because he's come from Blackburn, but he's been playing for Blackburn Reserve. So he's come in, you know, his first couple of games, he was outstanding. So, you know, he's had a big thing. He's been picked for Scotland in the 20s. He's had a couple of games there, so we'll have to see how he is on Thursday when he comes back down.
Talking of loan players, I mentioned there Brian Hodge. Danny Reid's gone on loan to Rochdale. What's the thinking behind sending Danny Reid? Because, you know, I think he still sits as third top scorer for Manchester. What was the thinking behind sending him there?
Reid has gone out to play football. He wasn't being selected at Mansfield for the minute. There's things, personal things that I spoke to Danny about, Billy spoke to Danny about. He's working on them. It's not as if he's not working on them, but he needs to be playing first team football. And again, without having a reserve team, you know, we're going there. Hopefully he gets a few games, knocks a few goals in, he'll come back the Danny Reid that we know for next season.
Well, Paul, we're going to catch up with all three of you a little bit more after the break. But coming up after the break, I have former Stags legend Dave Bentley on the phone. This is Mansfield 103.2.
The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
A great man once said, failing to plan is planning to fail. At 103.2, we're not failing you, Mansfield. We're planning even now for the next great season with the Stags. We have a fantastic young side with ever-growing confidence and winning ways. Be part of it. Support the Stags. Advertise your company with Mansfield 103.2 and the Stags. There's no better place. Support your team. Feel the passion. Feel the pride. Enjoy the success. Talk to Ian Wilson or Tony Delahunty at Mansfield 103.2. Call 646666.
When you buy a new car, you want a car you can rely on. Draycott's are proud to announce 7 magnificent reasons to buy a new Kia Ceed. Because with an 07 Kia Ceed, you get 7 years warranty. That's a magnificent 7 years warranty. You might ask why this car's been given a revolutionary warranty cover. It's simple. This stunning 5-door hatchback is a superb piece of engineering that's built to last. And there are 7 more magnificent 07 Kia models to choose from, with prices starting from an amazing $5,995. To test drive a new Kia, call in at Draycott's on Mansfield Road, Sutton, or phone 510-777. Draycott's. Who else?
You stupid cow. How many times have I told you?
What on TV tonight, love?
Look at the state of this place. Have you
anything good?
That sitcom you like.
Hard, you know.
Hard?
What,
hard? I'll give you hard.
Please. And a couple of those finger biscuits.
If a neighbour is being domestically abused, how long will you ignore it? On average, a domestic violence victim will be beaten 20 times in the next year. So help out before it's too late. Call the police on 999. Enough.
Want to go to university but worried about the student debt? Why not stay at home and study locally? Westmarth College offer a wide range of HMDs and foundation degrees, including performing arts, business and management, multimedia, motorsport, computing and sports and outdoor education. Move up, don't move out, and get a university qualification at your local Westmarth College. Phone free now, 0800 100 3626 for more information, or visit wnc.ac.uk. You may be eligible for a grant. The sky is the limit at Westmarth College, Mansfield.
The massive stock clearances on all this week at United Carpets and Beds. Thousands of carpets are reduced with up to 75% off, plus free fitting. This modern Berbers with 75% off, now just $2.99 a square meter. Thousands of room-sized pieces must go with up to 75% off, all plus free fitting. See in store for details. The massive stock clearance all this week at United Carpets and Beds on Lowmore Road, Kirkby in Ashfield, and Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse.
The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
Welcome back. The time is 6:20. Listen to Mansfield 103.2. In my studio guest Paul Holland to my left, Paul Mayer in the middle, and Phil Walker to my right. Now, on the line waiting next, I have a man who played for Rotherham, Doncaster Rovers, Chesterfield, and also Mansfield Town. After his fantastic playing career, he took over the youth setup at Mansfield, but now finds himself at Chesterfield as academy manager. Dave Bentley, are you there?
I'm there, yes.
Dave, what are you up to the minute?
We're just doing assessments for our younger players, the 10s, 11s and 12s this evening, and tomorrow evening the 13s, 14s and 15s.
Well, Dave, just looking over our shoulders, do the Spirits have any bright upcoming stars for next season? Because obviously we will be playing you next year.
I don't think he might be playing us in the Cup.
I think he's going to believe I've got my guests laughing here. Dave, comparing Chesterfield youth system to Mansfield Town's youth system, is there a lot of difference, talking right from the top to the bottom?
Well, it's a situation, Jamie, that at any football club you go in and you assess the situation. At Mansfield it was running very, very smoothly, with the help of a lot of good young coaches at that time. And obviously there was quite a few players came through the system and are still at the club now. When I came into Chesterfield, I must say it was in a little bit of a state, and through again getting some good coaches together at the lower end and working very hard at it, we are now starting to produce players.
Now, something that every person, when you know we're talking about youth, comes through, and they talk about Dario Gradi at Crewe, they have a fantastic youth system, they produce players like David Platt, Jeff Thomas. Why is it at Crewe that they're so successful?
Well, I think the thing is that the manager has a massive input into the whole situation at the football club. He actually takes a team, and he has a great input. And of course, when he sells players, he puts the money back into the system, and they've got a fantastic academy there now, and they're still producing players.
That happens at Manchester, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, another thing I want to talk about, what's the difference, though? Something always interesting. What's the difference between a school of excellence and an academy?
Well, school of excellence, the facilities for one are not as good as the academies. The academies have to carry a lot more full-time staff. Consequently, the funding issues become massive, and of course, clubs like yourself and Mansfield and the lower clubs. Find it very difficult to turn to academy status through that reason.
Now, did you watch the England game the other night?
No, I went to sleep instead.
Best option there, isn't it? If you listen to the England game towards the end, Glenn Hoddle come on, and we was talking about young side players. As you know, we had no left-sided player. Glenn Hoddle mentioned that as 8 and 9 year olds, we're just not being trained correctly. Did you agree with that?
I think that's an insult to the people who are running the centre of excellence and academies, because I think we've got some good coaches, and I think that the biggest problem that we've got in the country at the moment is that there are far too many international foreign players coming in and blocking the system coming through.
Why do you think it is, though? That why can't we produce a talented left-sided player?
That's a good question. I suppose it's very difficult. Left-sided players are very difficult to come by, and if you look at the England setup at the moment, the natural left-sided player was a boy Downing, but he didn't even play.
It's always a stress. Dave, we're going to focus on you a little bit more. You were assistant manager to the legend Billy Bremner at Leeds United. What was he like as a manager?
Fantastic guy.
Did you learn a lot from him?
I did, yes.
What type of things you learned from him?
Well, his man management was excellent. He knew how to deal with players. His coaching was good. And obviously he could play a little bit. As well as kick a few people as well.
We seem to have lost Dave Bentley down the line. I don't know quite what's happened there. I'm going to see if we can get him back 2 seconds. I'm going to talk to my own studio guest anyway, Paul and Nerfa. Phil, you worked alongside Dave Bentley. What is he like to work with?
Yeah, fantastic. I worked with him at Mansfield and at Chesterfield as well, and he's got lots of contacts. His man management skills are fantastic. He's got a great way with the younger lads, down from the age of kind of 8, 9 when they first come into the centre, right through to obviously when they go into his kind of care at 16, 17, 18. So very experienced guy. You won't hear anybody in the game have a bad word about him. Like I say, lovely man, and he's produced lots of good players, Liam Lawrence and so on.
Paul, I'll come to you. Dave Bentley just mentioned it before we lost him about man management skills. Do you think that's very important as a manager?
Yeah, I think at this level it's the most important thing. I've always said that lower league players, you can coach them to become a little bit better players, but if you get them on your side and you're good man management with them, that you're going to get a lot more out of them. I believe in that, and I think that's shown since Billy's come in. I think Billy's just calmed the whole situation down. He's got players playing, there's no fear factor there, and again, apart from the last two games, we've produced a lot better performances.
Now, Dave, I was about to ask Dave next. With players like Nathan Arnold, Callum Lloyd, Jake Buxton, Alex Baptiste and Jason White. Paul, out of your opinion, who do you think could possibly be the next one who goes that step further?
There's numerous there. Obviously, they're playing the game tonight down at the football club. There's
you know, in the semi-final of the Youth Cup, there's a lot of good players down there. I think the youth set up down there with Dave Jervis and Ivan, you know, they've steadied the whole ship as well. Things are looking a lot better. And there are players coming through, but, you know, this season's been a hard season for them. Next year, we expect a lot more from them. They're going to be at the top of their age group. And, you know, without singling out names, you know, there's going to be three or four, possibly, even more than that, they're going to be pushing for first team.
And, you know, you talked there about Nathan. How do you rate Nathan as a player?
I think Nathan, technically, is as good as what I've worked with since I've been at the football club. His attitude and the way he's worked with, the same with Danny Sleeth and Chris Wood. You know, they're three young pros at the minute who have deserved the chance, and they've had to wait without having a reserve team to play. You know, that step up into the first team, they've been patient, and it has been hard work with them. Like, young Rory Boulding's coming as well, and there's a lot of good young talent, and they will be given the chance when the time's right.
I think my producer whispered in my ear that we've got Dave, you back? Are you back with us, Dave?
Yep.
Excellent. Sorry about that, Dave. A bit of technical issue. Dave, we were just talking about Nathan Arnold, Callum Lloyd, Jake Buxton, and Alex Baptiste.
Yep.
What do you remember them as youngsters?
Well, they were, I mean, your dad had a massive input with Alex Baptiste, I must say. You recommended him to me from the school he was at, and we brought him in, and we could see a player straight away. I mean, the other three, Jake, Nathan and Callum, they were all younger players, I should say, when I left the club. And it's nice to see them doing very, very well, and I'm sure they can all make that step forward and go on to better things.
If I remember, Phil's going to correct me on this, right. Nate, did one to you. Phil, tell the story. You found Nathan in a nightclub at the age of about nine, did you not?
Hi, Dave, are you all right?
Hello, Phil. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and you. Yeah, you remember this story, Dave. I was outside one of the nightclubs in Mansfield picking my younger son up. Not Jamie, it was my Ross.
Ross, not me.
And we had this young boy walk out there. He was only nine or ten with a girl on his arm.
That's him, I remember you telling me.
I saw you the next day. We had him in, didn't we? Had him in front of me and you and questioned Nathan Arnold about it. And he completely denied it all until obviously then we dropped obviously into him that it was him with a girl on his arm at nine.
And then he said the logger wasn't cold enough.
Wrong age to say.
But no, I've seen him play for quite a few games, Dave, and you know, credit to you and Stuart Watkiss and Ivan and all the people. You know, he's doing really well, and Alex and you know, and Jake Buxton as well.
They're all doing well. I keep a close eye on them all, Phil. Obviously, I mean, it's nice to be associated with, but there was a lot of good coaches around, like I said earlier on in the interview, that, you know, it boils down to a lot of good coaches who to bring these players on. We have the final little thing at the end of it, but there's been a lot of hard work put in the early stages with them.
Yeah, and it's going really well now, listening to Paul, you know, with Jerv and obviously Ivan as well.
I speak to Jerv quite often, and, you know, I think things have turned around dramatically there, and they've got a decent little setup now again.
Yeah.
It's nice to see it happening.
That's right.
Dave, in your opinion, out of Nathan, Callum and Jake and Alex, who do you think could possibly make that next move? I've just asked Paul, you know, he didn't mention name, but who do you think could possibly make that next?
I always thought that Alex Baptiste would move on. I think he's levelled out a little bit now, according to, you know, the reports that you get back. But who's to say? I mean, any of them can throw a few games together and the top clubs pick something up and they're onto it quickly. But Alex Baptiste, I thought, might have been the one out of all those who would have gone on and done move a little bit higher to play.
Dave, we're going to go on to yourself a little bit more now. Your playing career, who's the greatest player you've ever played with?
Greatest ever player you've played with? I think when Johnny Quinn came from Sheffield Wednesday to Rotherham in 1974, I think it was. I think that was a turning of my career, that things came better then. I learnt a hell of a lot from him. There's also Johnny Phantom as well, who came from Sheffield Wednesday at that stage.
And what were the reasons that these were the greatest players?
I just think it was with their experience that they gained at the higher level, playing with higher level clubs, that they'd come into our setup at Rotherham at that stage and helped the young boys tremendously. I mean, they were real pros at that stage.
And also, within your Mansfield Town spell, do you remember, obviously it was a short-lived spell, but who was the greatest Mansfield? A lot of listeners will be listening back home and they'd have watched you play throughout your era. Who was the best player then you played with?
At
Mansfield Town.
And I came on loan there. I think, well, there was Frank Wignall, who was a star then, obviously. He scored a hell of a lot of goals. There was John Fairbrother, who was knocking them in. Kevin Bird, again, a great favourite of the Mansfield fans. Dudley Roberts, he was another one. I mean, there's quite a few players, really, and Mansfield had a very good side at that particular stage when I was there on loan.
And Dave, just finally before we wrap up, in your whole football playing career, your greatest moment as a footballer?
I think the greatest moment was playing against Billy Bremner and Johnny Jowers in the club when we played Leeds United at Rotherham. We drew 0-0 at Millmore and then went to Elland Road and just lost 3-2 in extra time. I mean, that was a great occasion. And the other great occasion, really not being involved on the playing side, was going to the semi-final of the Cup when I was working at Leeds with Billy when we got beat 3-2 with Coventry City.
Do you remember that game, Phil?
Yeah, I remember that game. I was at Scarborough at the time, and I remember seeing, because obviously good friends with Steve Grizovic, and 3-2, Keith Edwards scored. Did he score the...
He scored the second goal.
Yeah, it was a Hillsborough, weren't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing clips of it on the TV as well, so it was unlucky.
Well, Dave, thank you ever so much for being on the phone. You enjoyed it.
Yeah, great, James. All the very best to you.
Yes, thank you. We'll have to get you in the studio very shortly, but thank you ever so much for speaking to us, Dave.
No problem. All the best to everybody. All the best, Paul.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you. That was Paul Holland on the line there. So coming up next after the advert break, it's 6:31. We've got Fans Chance plus competition time. This is Mansfield 103.2.
The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
Take all the time you need to choose a new conservatory from Everseal. Call in at our showroom on Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse. Isn't it time you called Everseal on 0800 228 220?
Music and memories from two mystery years on the Golden Hour, a Motown moment, competitions like the Match 5 and Crack the Code, and very special Well Worth the Quest, where you pick the music between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and classic number ones at 1. It's all here on the Mid-Morning Show between 10 o'clock and 2 with me, Norman Cox.
The Mid-Morning Show with Drake Cox on Mansfield Road, Sutton, where you'll find 8 fantastic 07 Kia models to choose from an amazing 5995. Check us out on www.drakehots.net. Drakehots. Who else?
The massive stock clearances on all this week at United Carpets and Beds. Thousands of carpets are reduced with up to 75% off, plus free fitting. This modern Vervas with 75% off, now just $2.99 a square meter. Thousands of room-sized pieces must go with up to 75% off, all plus free fitting. See in store for details. The massive stock clearance all this week at United Carpets and Beds on Lowmore Road, Kirkby in Ashfield, and Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse.
Six, five, four, three, two, one. We have pickup. Ace ABC Taxis are go.
Call Ace ABC Taxis on 654-321 and we'll come to your rescue. Whether it's a visit to the shops, a night out with friends, or a trip to the airport, Ace ABC will make your journey hassle-free. We proudly offer disabled accessibility and 8-seater vehicles are also available. So what are you waiting for? Call Ace ABC Taxis on
654-321.
Ace ABC. We're on another planet to the rest. Just call Mansfield 654-321.
Stack them to a Saturn rocket. Morris dance on them. Smack them with an adder. Pummel them with a meat hammer. Toss them in an icy lock. Tie them to an anchor. Nudge them off a waterfall.
There's never been more ways to get rid of cigarettes. Nicotine replacement nasal sprays, microtiazin inhalers, as well as patches and gum, are available through the NHS on prescription and can double your chances of quitting. Just one of the ways the NHS can help. Call the NHS Smoking Helpline on 0800 169 0169 or visit gosmokefree.co.uk.
The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
You're listening to Mansfield 103.2. The time is 6:34 in the studio. I have with me on my left Paul Holland. I have on my right Phil Walker and the physio John Maiden. Now, in this part of the show, one fan is going to get his chance to speak to Holland, ask him a few questions regarding Mansfield Town Football Club. Now, if you're a diehard Stags fan and would like to speak to our studio guest on next week's show, all you have to do is call, text, write or email us. If you go to the website www.mansfield103.co.uk, you'll be able to get full details there. Now, I should have on the line John Elliott. John, are you there?
Yes, Jamie.
John, how are you tonight?
Fine, thank you very much.
John, whereabouts are you from?
Shirebrook.
Shirebrook, right then. John from Shirebrook. John, did you go to the game Friday night?
I certainly did.
So you chose to go rather than boycott it?
You're breaking up, Jamie.
Are you there? Sorry, did you choose to go rather than boycott the game?
Jamie, you broke up, though.
I'm losing it. I'm having terrible phone problems. Now, are you there, John? Can you hear me? Well, can you hear me still, John?
Just about.
Right, and John, did you go to the game Friday?
I did, yes.
And you chose not to boycott it, obviously.
You've gone again, James, sorry.
We're having terrible problems. Can anyone else hear John from me? Can you hear me now, John?
No, not clear, James. Tell me that.
John, 1 minute we're in ninth place, next to 16th, 11 points off relegation. What do you think the table's going to finish out for us?
I think we'll finish in the top half, well, hopefully, and just progress from there. It'd be nice to get to number 7 spot, but with the latest two losses, then 6 points, are valuable.
John, have you been to watch many of the games this season?
I've been to watch a few, but hand on heart, my last game was Grimsby Town in the LDV Vans.
I
just left it at that.
Are you hoping that Billy Dayton stays with us next season?
Yes, hopefully, fingers crossed. Yeah, Billy's the man for us at the moment, yes.
And what do you think we need to do next season to hopefully obviously gain ourselves promotion, apart from obviously win games?
We need probably to strengthen defensive-wise, probably strike, but as midfield, I think is solid.
Well, John, here we go. You've called in tonight, so you wanted to speak to my man, Paul Holland. He's smiling with a grin at me now. John, fire away your first question for him.
Right, it's the first one for Paul. Paul, good evening, Paul.
Evening.
Do you think you'll be ready to become the Stags manager when Billy retires?
I'm enjoying my time. I think that if you can't learn from anybody, with Billy there, then I'm not going to learn from anybody. I think Billy's come in and I've learned more from Billy probably in the 3 months that he's been there than I have done from anybody in football. I've known Billy for a long time. And, I'm just picking bits up and thoroughly enjoying my time working with him.
Good. Is working for the FA badges, is that hard work?
It is. It's the thing that you need to do. Obviously, the higher you want to go, then you've got to get the more badges. It's something that I don't totally agree with. I think that if you've played football, numerous games and things like that, then I think that something should be wavered. But that's not the case. You've got to work for your badges. But again, it's one of them that you're going to have to do it. And if you want to progress in the game, that's things you have to do.
Very good, Paul. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Right, Paul. We're back 20 years to the Freight Roller final.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to get some help there with some guys or whatever.
No problem. I was there the other day anyway.
You
so
were there. Good. I was. Right. What was ironic then, Paul and Jamie and Phil, about both teams' progresses to the final? There was something ironic about both teams' progresses to the final.
A quiz for us. Blimey. I'm looking at my producer in the back to see if he knows anything there.
I was only 13 at the time, so I'm trying to think.
I was only 9.
You'll have to help us.
John, you're going to have to help us out, and that's a hell of a question.
Well, Bristol City was drawn at home on all occasions until we got to the area final against Aldershot, and Mansfield was drawn away on all occasions until the area final against Chester.
Alright, well, it's not long now until the Freight Trover final was. When was it, John, the Freight Rover Trophy final?
Oh, the 87 one.
The 87.
1987, when was it?
Yeah, do you remember?
1987.
Which month? Is not long until 2020 years we celebrate, is it soon?
I think it was the end of May.
Yeah, it's coming Sunday, I do believe.
Interesting. Well, John, we're going to talk more about Manchester Town. Are you going to the game next Saturday away at Wrexham?
I'm afraid I've got other duties to do, but I've got one more question.
Oh, go on then, one more question,
you'll
Paul.
You'll get this one.
Go on then.
The Bristol City team had one player who played for Bristol City in the final. He came to be a Premiership manager. Who is this person?
David Moyes.
Correct.
Nice one. Pulled that one out of my head, didn't he? Saved us there, Paul, for any more abuse. John, talking the game again Saturday away at Wrexham, do you think that's going to be another... this will be the third side we've played there, in the bottom three. Do you think it's going to be another banana skin?
It's going to be a tough one, travelling, to South Wales. I'm going to go for a draw, Jamie.
Draw safe, Paul? You've confident with his words there?
No, we'll go for the 3 points.
Yeah, 3 points, that's how I like it. John, thank you. Enjoyed speaking to Paul.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, take care, John.
Cheers,
that was John Elliott speaking to Paul Holland there. Well, listen, now, what we're going to do now is, just before competition time tonight, Mansfield Town youth team line up against Shrewsbury Town in the Midland Youth Alliance Cup semi-final. My producer, James Corden, caught up with manager Dave Jervis today and explains it's a great chance for his youngsters to shine.
It is a big game for our lads, to be fair. They haven't played in a semi-final together, so it is a big game, but they're all looking forward to it.
And, Dave, you must be quite proud of the lads getting this far in the competition.
Well, they've worked hard all year. I mean, it is a good competition and it's a good experience for them, and I'm proud of them even when they lose. But it is a good competition for them. They've worked hard to get here, and hopefully we can overcome this hurdle and then get into the final.
getting through to semi-finals is not an easy thing, Dave. I mean, you must have faced some tough opposition on your way.
Well, we played Port Vale in the previous round. We overcame them. It was a penalty shootout, but they've got a great youth set up there. They're always tough opposition, and we expect that from Shrewsbury tonight, to be fair.
Now, Dave, you get to see the players coming through the youth team, the youth system, and see how they progress each day. Any diamonds in the rough?
Well, we had to start afresh this year. We've got some good kids coming through the Centre of Excellence. We've got a couple of lads in the youth team, well, a few lads in the youth team that hopefully next year will be knocking on the door, because we're a young side. We've only got really first years this year. The base of the team's first years. So next year we've got a few that will be knocking on the door. I'm not going to mention names because I want to keep the feet on the ground, especially for tonight.
And how have you found your first season in charge?
It's been a steep learning curve. There's things that I thought would be simple and they're not, and then things have come naturally, other things haven't. But I'm learning fast, and the lads that are in the similar sort of boat to me, and they're learning fast, so we've just got to stick together really. Been enjoyable but hard work.
With injuries to key first team players, I suppose if any of them are going to impress, then this is the time.
Well, it is a good time to impress. I mean, like I said, we've got a young set this year, so I think it's next year that hopefully you'll see the benefits of this year, and they'll be knocking on the door. I think for a lot of them it's just a year too early, but next year they're going to put a little bit of pressure on themselves. I'm going to put a little bit of pressure on them to be knocking on that gaffer's door and saying, hey, up, I'm ready.
Now, 7 years ago to this day, I believe, players like Stoke City player Liam Lawrence and Premier League star Leroy Williamson, and I believe yourself, and in fact Jamie Walker, our presenter, was involved in a semi-final at Molineux, where you, I believe, came through 1-0 winners through a Liam Lawrence set-piece. Is that right?
I think to be honest, all those games sort of moulding together, and I can just, I can't really remember games brilliantly, I'll be honest with you, but I remember playing at Wolves, and there's Jolene Westcott playing at centre-half, so, but we overcame them, and I think hopefully in the next couple of years we'll have another group of lads similar to that group that got a result at Molineux.
Playing against the likes of Julian Lescott, who is now at Everton, I suppose you're the perfect man to be leading this team out then tonight. I mean, the man on the sidelines, giving out all of his experience and advice. What sort of things will you be telling them before the kick-off?
Well, I'm not a shouter, and I'm not a baller, and I don't scream onto the pitch and what have you. That's not really my style. I like to look at things, take a step back and make sure what the lads are getting is positive information that can affect their game and improve their game. But when it comes to experience, like I said, I'm learning fast. I'm learning every day, so I'm gaining experience every day. I don't know whether about I'm an experienced coach yet. I think that's a long way off yet.
We've seen a few managers come and take the Stags' helm over the past few years. Even assistant manager Paul Holland's taken the helm. When's it time for you, Dave, to take over and be manager of the first team?
Oh, I've got a long time yet. A long, long, long time. I mean, the gaffer Billy Dean is doing a brilliant job. And then Dutch is supporting him brilliantly, and I think we'll do all right this year, kick on next year, but I'm quite happy with my position at the moment. I've got enough pressure on, I don't want any more, please.
And if anybody's interested in showing their support for the young Staggies tonight, where do they need to go, Dave, and what time?
It's 7 o'clock kick-off at Field Mill. It should be a good night of football, lovely weather, should be all right.
And how much is it to get in?
It's £3, but £4 to Jamie Walker.
Mystery Stags legend.
Mansfield 103.2.
Cheers for that, Jerry. Thanks ever so much. £4 you're going to charge him. I'm not that bad low myself.
No, that's unfair.
Well, on the line next, our former Stags legend is going to give a description about himself. And his Mansfield fans will need you to guess who he is. Now, Arthur from Arnold was last week's winner who won a signed Alan Sheehan shirt. Hundreds of callers every single week, and we're looking for caller 103. The number is 666-000. So who is this week's
Mystery Stags legend?
Mansfield 103.2.
Started off as a youth team player for Mansfield Town, along with Father Lightley, Lawrence, Lee Williamson and Dave Jervis. I earned a professional contract with the present manager Billy Dearden. He gave me my first chance in football. My first season, I made 4 substitute appearances, didn't score a goal, unfortunately. Went on the next season, however, I made 15 appearances, scoring 5 goals. And at the end of that season, we found ourselves getting promoted to League One as it is now, Nationwide Division 2, fact that the next season, Keith Curl came in, League One, played 15 games a game, scoring 5 goals. I was loaned out through Alexander, Boston United, getting the barriers. Season after that, I was in and out of the first team, didn't make too many first team appearances, and again found myself on loan at a various clubs. At the end of that season, I got released and got took on by Darrow Gardett through Alexander, who were then in the Championship at the time. Played him up front with the likes of Dean Ashton, Luke Varney, and Rob Hull. I scored 4 goals in 12 appearances throughout, saving off relegation threat. Luckily we stayed up in that league, but unfortunately got released again. Went to Notts County under boss John Thornton. In and out of the side again, made 9 appearances for Notts County, scoring 2 goals. Found myself on loan to 2 Inter Harriers, who were then in the Nationwide Conference. Scored a goal for them towards the back end of that season, and then got a transfer to Kilmins Harriers in the summer of that season. I played 14 games this season for Kilminster, scoring 5 goals, and I still enjoy my football.
Mansfield 103.2.
Do you have any ideas who that is, guys? Please don't say the answer. Any ideas, Phil?
Yeah, I've got a little bit of an inkling.
Don't say Paul.
I'm
Vidal. Paul, you're working hard, aren't
you? Yeah, there we go. Well done.
Well, listen, I have just sat here and I've had a text from Jason White talking about our physio sat right in front of me. I'm not going to say what he said now. I'll leave that till after the advert break. But you've just unsure. The number is 666-000. The prize number will be assigned Mansfield Town Football. The time is 6:46. Straight out the ads, we've got the back to school quiz. I cannot wait.
The Players Lounge. Mansfield
103.2.
Hi, John Lariah here. Football is a big part of my life, and this Easter it's your chance to get involved. Mansfield Town FC's Football in the Community and putting on football activities, all provided by FA qualified coaches at venues including Queen Elizabeth and Ladybrook School and even Field Mill itself. There are courses for all ages between 6 and 14. So if you want more details, call Mansfield 405-996. Don't kick your heels this Easter. Get the ball out and play the beautiful game. Call 405-996 today.
The massive stock clearances on all this week at United Carpets and Beds. Thousands of carpets are reduced with up to 75% off. Plus free fitting. This modern Berbers with 75% off. Now just $2.99 a square meter. Thousands of room-sized pieces must go with up to 75% off. All plus free fitting. See in store for details. The massive stock clearance all this week at United Carpets and Beds on Lowmore Road, Kirkby in Ashfield, and Old Mill Lane, Mansfield Woodhouse.
Hepatitis C is a devious little virus. You can contract it at any time in your life and not know anything about it. It stays hidden in your body and can damage your liver. In fact, you'll only know it's there if you start to have health problems or by getting a special blood test. It's estimated that over 250,000 people in the UK have the virus without knowing. Could you be one of them? To find out, we've set up a quick and easy check to see if there is any likelihood of you having hepatitis C. You can check it out at HepC, that's hepc.nhs.uk, or by calling 0800 451 451.
You need a car, but you can't get credit. Isn't it time you made the move? At Evan Powershaw Drive Away Car Finance, we can help you buy a car on credit, even if you've been refused it in the past. Choose from a panel of lenders, over 30,000 quality vehicles, and enjoy the complete peace of mind you get from Evan Powershaw Drive Away Car Finance. Call us now on 08451 55600 or apply online at driveawaycarfinance.co.uk. Conditions apply. Typical APR 19%.
See what's brewing at the Mansfield and Ashfield Beer Festival from the 29th of March till the 1st of April. Over 100 beers, ciders, lagers and wines this year at the Mansfield Town Football Club with something for everybody, including new bands but also a music free zone. So if you're over 18 and want to set your taste buds free, do it responsibly at the 2007 Mansfield and Ashfield Beer Festival. Call Mansfield 751-212. That's 751-212. Sponsored by Camera and Mansfield 103.2.
It's MOT Max, the new, unbiased MOT testing station ready to look after your car and you. Call the top dog, 08450-MOT-MAX. That's 08450-668-629. See Yellow Pages or click motmax.co.uk.
The Players Lounge.
Mansfield 103.2.
Well, welcome back in the adverts. So 6:50 and I'm joined with studio guests Paul Holland, Paul Maiden and Phil Walker. Now, I got a very interesting text message 2 minutes ago from Jason Wise. I just flicked through my phone. Here we go. Jason Wise sent a message saying, ask Paul Maiden about the players hiding his car keys and tipping his room upside down on air. Thanks, mate. Whitey. Talk to me about it, Paul.
Well, a few years ago now, when Colin Larkin were here, a bit of a clown at the club. I think he used to go to training in my car sometimes, and I never knew all about it. But
they took your car.
Yeah, keys used to go missing on a regular occurrence, and I think Jason actually drove it a few times.
Dear me, I wouldn't have thought that much of Jason. But anyway, we're going to look at the competition now. Any ideas, Mr. Stagger? Should we just play it one more time before we go through? Here we go.
With three stats legends.
Mansfield 103.2.
Started off as a youth team player for Mansfield Town, along with Sarah Light, Liam Lawrence, Lee Williamson and Dave Jervin. I had a professional contract under the present manager Billy Dearden. He gave me my first chance in football. My first season, I made 4 substitute appearances, didn't score a goal unfortunately. Went on my next season, however, to make 16 appearances, scoring 5 goals. And at the end of that season, the Man ourselves get promoted to League One as it is now, Nationwide Division Two back then. Then next season, Keith Curl came in to League One, played 15 games again, scoring 5 goals. I was loaned out for Alexander, Boston United, to New Tarius. Season after that, I was in and out of the first team, didn't make too many first team appearances, and again found myself on loan at various clubs. At the end of that season I got released and got put on by Darrow Gardett, Crewe Alexander, who were then in the Championship at the time. Played in up front with the likes of Dean Ashton, Luke Barney and Rob Hull. I scored 4 goals in 12 appearances throughout, saving off relegation threat. Luckily we stayed up in that league, but unfortunately got released again. Went to Notts County under boss John Fornison. In and out of the side again, made 9 appearances for Notts County, scoring 2 goals. Found myself on loan to Kirin Darius, who were then in the Nationwide Conference. Scored a goal for them towards the back end of that season. I then got a transfer to Kirin Darius in the summer of that season. I played 14 games this season for Kidderminster, scoring 5 goals, and I started doing my football.
Three Stags
legend.
Mansfield 103.2.
Guys in the studio, any ideas who it is, Phil?
Yeah, I remember he was a 16-year-old, like a young Niall Quinn, and I was at the game with him on Friday. Sandy White.
Paul Maiden?
I had to be told who it was, but...
Paul, yourself?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, let's find out who this week's mystery stag legend
was me. Andy Warwick.
Excellent. Well done, you three there. Well, I'll let you know that Neil Fenwick from Edwinstowe is this week's winner, so congratulations. Neil, you have won a signed football of all the Mansfield Town players. Excellent prize. But anyway, now, this is my favourite part of the show. I cannot wait for this bit. We are going to go Mansfield Town Radio versus Mansfield Town FC. It's going to be the quiz. Now, if you want to play this at home, it's great fun. We're going to see who's going to victory. I am betting my money today on my Mansfield Town Radio crew, which I just have to do, or else I'm going to get myself a slaughter. What do you two think of the right left of me? Paul Holland, Paul Maiden.
No, he's confident.
You're confident in your ability?
I'm confident in to answer everyone right.
You two on my right, Phil, and James, my producer?
Yeah, we've been offered a bonus if we win, so yeah.
Who's offered you that?
I think Mr. Delahunty.
Paul, what was you like at school? Were you bright?
Good at cheating.
Phil, do you remember being at school?
Yeah, 4 O-levels, 6 A-levels, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Just before we start this quiz, I need to check out your back school quiz. You've all brought your dinner money with you, haven't you?
Yeah.
I see any cheating, you'll all be writing lines. Mr. Walker, I will not cheat in the quiz. Understand?
Yes, sir.
I'll be a rubbish teacher. It's time for the back school quiz. I have 6 questions in front of me, number 1 to 6. Each question relates to a school topic. Once one number is chosen, you must choose another one. Being polite and generous to footballers, you're going to choose first. Paul, name me a number between 1 to 6.
Number 3.
Number three, okay. And he's chose really wisely. He's chose PE as the first one. Okay. Here we go, guys. Get ready for this one. PE. How many Wimbledon titles did John McEnroe win? Four choices. Is it A, 6, B, 3, C, 5, or D, 4? How many Wimbledon titles did John McEnroe win?
3.
Let's see if they're right there. Yes, it's 1-0 to the Mansfield Town side. Surprise. Great answer there, guys. What makes you know that, Paul?
What don't matter.
Okay, moving over to my team on the right. Phil, James, Radio Mansfield side.
Well, number 5, please.
Number 5, okay then. Geography. The Canary Islands lies closest to which continent? Is it A, Europe, B, Antarctica, C, North America, or is it D, Africa?
Yeah. Can we phone a friend?
With this phone system, I don't know.
I've been to all of the Canary Islands. It's Africa.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay, let's see.
1-1.
To my left, Paul Holland and Paul Maynard.
Number four
this time. Okay, number 4 is history.
Okay.
Who was Henry VIII's fifth wife? Was it A, Anne Boleyn, B, Catherine Parr, C, Jane Seymour, or D, Catherine Howard? I've got Paul in the background giving him the answer here. Now I know what he's saying. Paul, you're forbidden for turning around again.
It's not about to ask the audience.
I'll let him have this. Hopefully they'll send the wrong answer. Like most of it. Is it A, Anne Boleyn, B, Catherine Parr, C, Jane Seymour, or D, Catherine Howard?
Catherine Howard.
Did you get that answer there, Paul?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's all right. If you turn around one more time again, that's it, you're in trouble. Paul, what's your young lad called?
It's Jack.
Jack, well done there, Jack. Good evening to all of you, well done there, Jack. And now Phil and James turn around, they want the answers, and none of that was Jack. Choices left, we've got number 1, number 2, and number 5, sorry, number 6.
Number 6,
okay.
And that is
cooking. Tataplana is a famous dish from which country? Now, A, Portugal, B, Spain, C, Greece, or D, Turkey?
I know this answer.
Okay.
I ate it quite a few times. It's Portuguese. Fish stew.
That's on again. Right, all the way through. Paul, that leaves only with 2 options. You've either got option number 1 or option number 2.
Yeah,
we'll take number 1. Take number 1. Well, let me tell you, you've chosen science. Tuffy one. I'll be honest, this is the toughest one out of the lot. Here we go. The python is one of the world's largest snakes and is native to which continent? Is it A, Africa, B, South America, C, Asia, or D, Australia? Tuffy.
I'll let Paul answer this one.
Can't we need to open number 1 now, Phil.
Quickly, guys.
Sorry.
A, here we go, I've lost it. A is Africa, B is South America, C is Asia, or D is Australia. As you turn around again.
Yeah, it is qualified, surely.
Quickly, fight for
it.
Australia, I'm afraid that is wrong, guys. The answer is A, Africa. This to win the competition, to stay going to
time.
Music. How should you play a glockenspiel? Is it A, blow it, B, pluck it, C, hit it, or D, strum it?
Hit it.
No way.
So you're going for C, hit it?
Yes,
let's
please.
See. Champions of the day. Mansfield Radio go 1-0 up against Mansfield Town FC. Guys, superb, all of you. Thank you for being in on the show. You're absolutely superb. Paul, thank you very much for being here tonight. Enjoyed it. Paul made himself.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Just
great.
Make sure you put your car keys safe next time. And cool. Phil, thank you yourself again. It's been absolutely brilliant. Well, looking ahead now for the week. Friday night, Sports Talk with Jason Harrison. This Friday night, we'll have Steve Archon and Phil Walker in the studios with him. Make sure you're listening there. Then we've got Saturday away at Wrexham. It's going to be the big one.